Welcome back to the No Filter Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Ronnie Cook. Man, today we have another wonderful photographer from Houston, Texas, Alan Bates. Man, if you get a chance to see his work, y'all need to go see it. And y'all really need to listen to the words this man's saying. He's very spiritual. So let's cut to the chase. Let's get to the interview. Man, it is awesome to be able to talk to so many different photographers about how they got started and where they are now. And I just want to thank Alan Bates for coming on the show and sharing his journey on how he got started doing photography and everything else. But like I always do, I want to leave you with a quote. You won't know if you can do it till you try. So you won't know if you can do photography until you can pick up that camera and go out and shoot. With that being said, if you are just starting out in photography, even if you've been doing it for, 10, 15 years, still, and you feel like you're a little rusty, just go out there and try and capture a moment. You won't know, and especially for the people that are starting out, you won't know if you can do photography until you get your cell phone, pick up your camera if you already got one. If you don't have one, go rent a camera and see if you can capture those special moments. Could be a bird flying, a bird in a bird bath, a squirrel, anything. You gotta push yourself to see if you can do it. So, but I want to thank everybody for listening, and I want to make sure y'all subscribe to the No Filter Photography Podcast. If any of the photographers listening would like to come on my podcast, you can email me at No Filter Photography Podcast, and I will get back with you as soon as I can. Thank y'all for listening, and I'll see y'all next time.
How are you doing, sir?
Yeah. How you doing, brother? What's going on?
Not much. How y'all doing down there in Houston?
We are doing well. Today we have fabulous shoots. So what people do not understand, and I really thank you, and I'm very appreciative. You've taken the time to put me on your podcast. I hope everybody, yo, if you guys are watching this, subscribe to this man's podcast. It is the bomb. Okay. I'm just telling you that. But
Man, I appreciate that.
no, man, it's for real. I'm speaking the word, man. I'm just telling the truth. Okay. And so if you see right there, he's got his like little ticker, 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 ticker tape. Y'all need this because this man is gonna be interviewing some talent in the country. But what I'm a blessed man. I had a photo shoot today, a crazy photo shoot. We're just having fun. And I think and I appreciate being on the show.
I appreciate you taking the time out to come on the show. So, can you tell the listeners a little more about yourself?
Yes. My name is Alan Bates. I created this thought. It was a thought. And that because you had a thought, man. Y'all go, yeah. Is that you laughing in the background? That was you laughing. Yeah, okay. Yeah, because you know. Okay, so I'd like this interview to go here, but we're here. Yeah, we go. Okay, so Images by Bates was a thought. I grew up of Hawaii. And when I grew up in Hawaii, I got involved in some very nefarious stuff. Okay. I was in the culture and it wasn't hurricane. Let's just put it that way. And so when I was to leave the island, when I came back, my father gave me a camera. And it was a Nikon D7000. I remember it distinctly. It was like a battleship of a camera. Okay? Like, it was like a Cadillac Brougham. It was indestructible. for almost 3 years that camera sat in the closet because I figured it out. It was like, and I finally woke up one day and I said, you know what? Take pictures. People are, wow, we like your work. We like this. We like that. Long story short, I started taking pictures. Bottom line is, today, thankful. I'm very, very happy that I now have a thing that my father passed on to me because I come my dad's family is a family of artists. My mom is a family of musicians. Okay, when we were growing up, it's, you know, as kids, when your parents go when we were growing up, people say go wash the dishes. We knew that was like 2.5 hours of fun because my cousin Gwen and all my cousins, man, we put our moats out and we dance in the kitchen. We clean the kitchen. That is
that is awesome.
Background of love and joy, and gave me a camera. I figured it out, and I did not know that I was genetically to do what I'm doing. And I didn't know that until I was 56 years old.
Wow.
That, right? It's like, it's out. Yeah. Up there. Yeah, I'm 6-7 years old. I look like I'm 12. If you ask my brothers and sisters, like, nah, he acts more like he's 8. Okay. So yeah, I'm an old dude, but you know what? No, okay. My body's just been here that long, but me, I'm still 40.
Your mind is set to you're like you're 40.
If I could get away with it because I picked 40 because that's an age of responsibility, dog. I'd go. Hey, so don't get me wrong. Preschool kids, you get me around 8 and 10 year old kids, and so I'm supposed to be a photographer like this dude, and. Recently, and come up and they want to go. Oh, there's Alan Bates. Right? I'm on the fucking floor playing with the kids. Because that's what I love innocence, man. The children of our world carry the future. I see that. If people could see what in the these kids today, man, I video today when it was like maybe 18 months old, 24 months old, speaking, and her mother, she says, "What do you want to?" She goes. Like if it was a, I want to take care of a monkey. You know? And it was like, the kids today, they know. So all this stuff stressing about, I'm betting on the future, man. I'm betting on our youth. I believe that all this gloom and doom, and there's part of it, but I believe that our future is in the children. Sorry. I'll get off my... Sorry, brother.
Oh, you're all right. You're all right. You're true. You're speaking the truth, though. Like, if we put a camera in these kids' hands, they have so much fun with it. And it's more, we stress about it. Like, when we do photography, we go out, we're stressing to make sure we have all of our stuff ready, all of our bags, our pads, all of our batteries. And you give the kid... I can give my daughter my camera, and she has no stress. Well, the only thing that she stresses about is not dropping it. But she's like, oh, you know, that's a good picture. Oh, that's a good picture. She sees something. She might see something that I don't see.
That's it. So what you just said is what you just said. I don't think you understand what you just said. Then you don't see. Is that not what you just said?
Yes.
Yes. She sees something. Oh my God. Ah. Okay. Yeah, ladies. Right now, because this is about to drop y'all crazy. Okay. she sees something you don't see because of the fact that her ability to see isn't inhibited by what you, but your shadow of seeing. She doesn't have your limitations, your expectations, your formations. You know, she sees things in its beauty. When you say she sees things that you don't see, because she is not her sight. She still believes in possibility. And so what happens is, as we grow up, right? You grow up, and what's the first thing when you, what's the first thing that happened when you on your grandmother's like fireplace, like countertop, right? What was the first thing? They said, get down, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you're exploring. The thing is, as young creatures of exploration, we explore. And guess what happens? We lose it. Yes, we get domesticated. It's like, oh, don't go on the furniture. Well, I just want to see what this, you know. Just want to feel, you know, get off the fireplace. Well, I just want to find out if I can climb up here. You know, I might just want to start climbing up. So as young people, we become domesticated to fit. And here's why. And God bless our parents are doing from a place of love. Here's why. Your listeners hear this. Here's this. Parents want you to conform because they have seen pain of conformity. Okay. Parents want you to conform because they have seen the pain of not conformity. Okay. So here's the thing. You go to the airport, right? And you go take a trip on an airplane. When you get outside of TSA, pull you aside. Ooh. And guess what happens? If you come into third grade and everybody's like real serious and you come in third day and you're like, hello, you're kind of like Bob George, right? Like Boy George, right? You're all happy and everything, right? People are like going, right? And as long as you don't fit, they're going to make you fat. My statement is this. I'm a consumer. Very conservative human business person. Okay, I run businesses. I run multiple companies. I do very well, and I don't on social media. But believe in this. Be you. Whoever people want to criticize what I'm saying, I don't take any political. Be the creator. You're meant to be, because of the fact that that dream that is inside of you is a dream that is supposed to be manifested for humanity. Something inside of you. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you're an artist. There is a reason why you're here, and people who don't know, who did not bring you here, are not part of the process of saying, think about it, okay? Go to your next best friend and say, can you grab a whole bunch of grit, put spin on it and go and throw it out in the universe and make it like rotate like our universe does? Oh, you can't do that? What do you know about my dream? Because my dream me by that source, which puts and creates universes and keeps everything in orbit, God, the universe, let's go God, because we're in the Bible. God has planted something in you. The universe has planted something in you. The universal components have planted something in you, like a kernel of corn that a farmer plants into the ground, and which you have been planted into this world, yield and manifest to be of other. If you take an apple and plant it in the ground, that apple tree will bless more than your seed. Okay? That apple tree will bless hundreds of people. Similarly, the seed of creation and whatever is inspired with you, go for it, because the seed of which you are is for the station, for the benefit of others. And I know you go there, and I don't know why I went there, but we're there.
It's all good. So we know what camera you started with and how you got into doing photography with your dad giving you a camera. How did you get into doing fashion and glamour photography?
The way that I got into glamour and fashion photography is I was supposed to do a photo shoot for this one photographer. And the glamour photographer, and as a matter of fact, one of my good friends, her name is Maisa Kale. Maisa Kale. MASAKLE. Maisa Kale is one of the most famous glamour model photographers in the world. She's a friend of mine. The photo shoot, and the guy came in and in Houston, and we're supposed to do the deal. Well, he backed out. And so my good Nino Batista. Nino Batista is one of the most renowned professional fashion first in the United States, if not the world. And I go to Nino and I said, "Hey, Nino, you know, I'm in a tight." He goes, "Well, there's this magazine, Glass, and I, Andrea Fort, I'm sorry, it's late." He goes, "I know Andrea. Call her, tell her." So I called Gladys. Andrea was the nicest person in the world. I'm telling you, she was like, "Oh no, I understand. I'm so sorry." Now understand, she has one of the top fashion and magazines in the country. We're not talking even magazines are on Barnes and Nobles. Her magazines are like they're feet, you know, they're very foo-foo. And she goes, "No." He published my first photo shoot. That was 5 years ago. And since then, I've been in her magazine articles. She's written me up three times based on my work. And we're looking to possibly do something in the future with them that is really going to make me exciting. So she asked me, you know, what happened. And I'll go in this sequence. My father giving me a camera, a gentleman by the name telling me to meet Nino Batista. Nino Batista helping me in terms of lighting and perfecting my skill. And finally, the folks over at Gladys Magazines, you know, Suzanne Fontaine, Patrick Ford. I mean, just a whole crew of people, though. If it wasn't for all these people, I'd just be a guy with a camera.
Yeah. I mean, you got to start somewhere. And I mean, if that's what you wanted, you know, where you wanted to go, you just had to get one foot in the door, basically. So
it is. And here's what I would tell the new person, because I kind of heard her voice. Here's a person. Okay, family and friends out for your best interest. They really, really are, but they're looking at best interest from where they are. But boo boo, whole different programming. Okay, one Axl Rose. There was only one Slash. There was only one Stevie Wonder. There was only one George Strait. There was only George Michael. There was only one Kid Rock. Dude, be the one that is you, because. And I love kids. I mean, don't even get me started there. Because Kid Rock is country. He's rap. Kid Rock is America. Okay, and I love that boy. And Kid Rock, he can wave whatever flag he wants to wave, because he's helped so many people out there in Detroit when they were having times. But that's a political thing, and I'm gonna stay away from that. But my point is this. No matter where you are, if you have a dream, dream. Do you realize how fortunate one is just to be able to be a receptor of? Do you realize how many people in this world have no dreams? They have no vision. They don't know. And here you are with a dream. You have this thing that has been brought to you. I want to be, and you. It. Now, I'm an ex-black man up here in Montgomery County in Conroe, Texas. Man, don't make me come to this phone and get my 15 years from coming out here and smack you silly, okay? Because of the fact that if you have a dream, the dream, the fact that you have the dream, think about it. You cannot see what hasn't already happened. You see it. It happened.
So, exactly. But, all right. So you listed so many people saying, you know, about photographers, you know, George Michael, George Strait, and everybody like that. When you first started, who did you look up to as a photographer?
The person I looked to was my family. My father, the Bates family. I come from a family of artists. Okay, my dad's Leslie and Eddie. These guys are world-renowned, famous artists. My father, okay, it's kind of like mother. The movie my cousin. My brother was a mechanic. My father was a mechanic. His brother was a mechanic. He was a mechanic, right? My family were artists. My fathers were artists. My moms were artists. I mean, my mom's family, second cousin to the drummer that played. I can remember when Ike and Tina Turner used to come to Hawaii. The Ike Cats used to hang out with us, and what's his name? Soko, who was a drummer for Ike and Tina Turner. I mean, when I was a young kid, dude, I hung out with like all these like famous people, and it was like they were like friends. So when you say, "Who is me?" I was very, very blessed, raised in a very artistic family, and. My father, God, my father gave me a Nikon D. When I was six, that was like I'm 67, almost 60 years ago. And you know why he gave it to me? Because years ago, my dad said, I just bought a Sony A6. My dad is like brilliant. My dad's like. Einstein of picture taking. And I'm just very, very fortunate and blessed that he put a camera in my hand. I thought my path was to be business. I was very, very successful. I was a vice president with JP Morgan Chase Bank. And I did all the normal things to do. I married and I did all that stuff and I lived in a beautiful house and I lived in a great suburb and I played golf and I did everything you're supposed to do. But when my dad put a camera in my hand, it changed my life. Because my dad had been me.
It's been different.
It has been 10 times better than the person I was trying. Yeah, and I was really. Brother, I got to tell you, I'm a. Times happier. I am more stable, more in alignment, and on many levels than I've ever been. And I think I say that to say this to your listeners, and I hope your listeners get this. And I thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to flow and talk freely. Listener, if you have a dream, okay, if you have a dream, okay, and I don't care if you believe Jesus, Buddha, I don't care what you believe in, but if you have a dream, this is a universe nobody can deny. As you believe, so shall it be done unto you. That hippie dude from like Jerusalem who's like the hit of the party because that motherfucker, he could show up at a house party and go, y'all got some water? No, we got some wine. Okay. Okay. I'm like, what? Sorry for all you like really conservative Christian people playing. Okay. But my, what did he say? As you believe, so shall you. If you believe in the God dream that was put in inside of you, but because do I know what your dream is, brother? I don't know what your dream is, because I movie screen. God put that in you, and your dream is to have this. What you doing? You know, you getting one. The craziest photographers in Houston is talking to you. I don't talk to no brother. Seriously.
Oh, it's all
doing this for you. No. My point is, the reason why I'm doing this, because I want, and because you got me when you started up, and I become a major superstar, always give you time to talk to me. You will. There may be some people I'll just say, I ain't got time. I don't want to talk to the press. But brother man, I don't care. Blow up and I'm like bigger than life. Always. And it's for me. I will always give you I do with you, I won't do with anybody else. How's that?
That sounds awesome.
I want to. Man, okay, because you're a hustler, man. I'm gonna say, okay, I'm gonna go out there, I'm gonna become motherfucking famous. And, oh, you want to talk to me? Go to here, okay? Because I don't know him, you don't know me, okay? That's
what right? So, right, yeah, hell, heck yeah. So,
no, then keep this motherfucking, keep this interview fucking real, man. Say, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm sorry to all those on the FTC.
It's all good. How did your very first photography session go? Because I saw you sent me a couple of videos this afternoon on Facebook Messenger, and man, it seemed like it was rocking. Y'all are having a badass time and just going with the flow. You seem like you're the type of photographer, you know. All right, so this is not going right. All right, let's go. Let's try this. Or, you know, hey, you want some music? Let's play some music. You sound very laid back. But how did your very first photography session go?
Okay, so back in the day, I used to work for a company magazines in New York. So I was I'm a military brat. Once we live, we moved, okay? And so the positives of being a military brat is you never get attached to anybody. The negatives of a military brat is you never get attached to anybody, okay? Military brat, you learn how to make friends and lose friends easily. And so it was a thought. Everything starts with a thought, right? And the thought was to have let me back up. When my dad had a camera, I always wanted to in magazines. Because when I was a kid, I used to look at Vogue, Mirabella, look at Time and Country. I used to look at Herb Ritz. I used to look at Willow. I used to look at Annie Leibovitz. I used to look at, you know, some of the old, really, 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 really good black and white photographers. And I'm telling you, if your listeners have not are into photography, you need to study Annie Leibovitz, Herb Ritz, and Francisco Vullo. Like, bar none, hands down, forget about it, okay? And so I studied these people. And when I got into photography, I went, I'm going to do this. And then I started doing it, going, wow. So when you think, how did I start? I started the way life started, an idea. You know? I mean, let me ask you, how did you get on it? You got on this. Mom and dad said, yo, and your dad said, mom said, yo, what's up? Okay? It's the same thing. starts with an idea. And it starts with an idea that you believe in, you pursue, and you want to make manifest. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah. Well, what do you think has improved since you started doing photography? And what do you think still needs to be improved?
Well, improved in photography. What I believed that needs to be improved in photography, what I believe that still needs to be improved is professionalism. And I say that to say this.
Your photography.
Yeah, no, in like, my photography, but I don't know my photography, but photography. I believe that I love rap, hip hop. I'm into Gucci Gucci booty booty. Okay? I'm into Gucci Gucci booty booty if you make it classy, classy. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, what do I, and I'll speak both upon the industry and myself personally. I think the industry needs to clean itself up a bit. And the women, and I'm all about being sexy and hot. And I mean, dude, Alberto Vargas, who's the best Playboy illustrators in the world, I love his work. So I'm all about women being sexy, but there's a fine line between. And my photography, I want to push the envelope of sexy without it being. And I also that are different. I want to do things that the masses aren't doing. Everyone's going for TNA. I don't want to do TNA. I want to do style. I want to do moves. So when you ask me, where am I going? What do I want to do? I want to do less about the physical and more about the spiritual of who I capture in photographs. I don't want it to be about. I want it to be about who's that in that body, the light in that body. Do you know what I'm saying? I hope you do.
Oh yeah, you want more. How can I put it? You Stop. Want more the, huh?
So I want rather than ass, right?
Let's just say it.
I was spade to spade, right? I was rather than ass, and I apologize, and I apologize to you, the radio station, your listeners, and all else in the world here in Texas and beyond. I'm sorry for how I'm still working. Tide has done a lot of things, but cleaning my mouth hasn't been one of them.
What have you learned since you started doing photography?
The biggest thing I've learned doing photography is this. Second, I'm going to turn off the shader because it's like turning on. It's driving nuts. Just a second. The biggest thing I've learned for photography since I started photography is this. Empathy. I'll say this. I'm thankful for the success I've received. I'm thankful for all the notoriety I've received. I'm very, very thankful to think that I know what I'm doing. Here's what I'm doing with a camera. I know how to put people with good camera people. So in answer to your question, what I've learned, relationships, everything. People kind, because you never know when you're going to circle back with them. And when they circle with them, they may have an in their life. If you treat them like an asshole, there goes the opportunity. If they don't, what the Beatles had it. Love is all you need. Love yourself. Gandhi had it. This is what I've learned. Love. That's it. There it is.
It's true.
What you do. love what you do, love others, love your family, love your friends. Understand, and you know, people, there's a statement, love your enemies as yourself. Fuck that. Motherfucker, if motherfucker's in my enemy, then, you know, no. Understand me so you can as yourself. Because without understanding, there is no love. So I see, what did you say? I want to understand. Because the moment I can understand where you are, then I can love you. And if I had a wish for the world, I would wish the world would just, like, yo, a joint, man. Roll up a joint, smoke a blunt. And the person that's in front of you. And once you get that on, share your blunt. Saying that all the kids, listen, I'm not promoting drugs. I'm promoting understanding. Of understanding with others. Because the more you understand enough, understanding yourself, and the more understanding there's in the world, the more we can bring into this world. So I'm all about understanding and love. I know that's the question you asked for. That's where we are. We went there.
That's understandable.
No.
You're all right. No, you're all right. What do you use to edit your photos?
Photo programming is my photos are. I'm in the Adobe suite that I have is Bridge. Does Lightroom? I don't Lightroom. I started in Photoshop and Bridge. The amount of work I never learned Lightroom because Photoshop was just like a lobotomy. So Photoshop is hard. I ain't taking the time to learn Lightroom. So the editing tools I use are Photoshop, Photoshop and Bridge. I can do Lightroom, but it's only Photoshop and Bridge.
I think that's what most people use. I think most people use Photoshop and Lightroom, but I think most people use others because. I don't know. It's some people. It's hard for them to get to do the Lightroom.
That, and I agree. I would agree 100%. Here's the thing. If you're in the Adobe suite and I think Adobe has a phenomenal suite. I think the Adobe suite is tremendous. It's just that. Adobe Suite, you have Adobe, you have Bridge, you have Photoshop, you have Lightroom. Now some of my photographers in the House of Bates, and as you know, the House of Bates is just not about who I am. The House of Bates is like a recording album, okay? A recording. The House of Bates, what we do is we attract and find artists from which is in the form of photographers come and record at our studio. And at our studio, all the lighting, we have all going. It's like going to Muscle Shoals. It's like going to the Hit Factory. It's like going, it's like going to any. It's like going to Stax Records or whatever, right? And so, and I like Muscle Shoals as an example. My whole this is built after Shoals. So Shoals is where we first got discovered, where the Rolling Stones recorded, where some of the best talent in music industry came out of Muscle Shoals. So what I want to do, this recording destination where people know when you come and you record, i.e. capture pictures, photography at the debate. It's like a recording studio. And the recording studio is this. Dude, you're having some of the best and people that are there for only one purpose. That when you're with us, you know, hits. I'm sorry, I'm getting me, but we're not taking pictures, boo boo. We're fucking hits, okay? And the only reason why you come to Hustle Bates, and the only Bates, not some motherfucking hits, because that's all we do. We just hits and hits and hits. We do a process that let's say on January, you say you want to talk. January, that first week, I'm going to talk to you. I want to find out who you are. Week two, I'm going to find out if I'm going to shoot with you, I'm going to put you with somebody else. Week three, I'm going to, okay, are you ready to play? I mean, are you real? I mean, because we're putting money into this. Week four, I line up with you. I already know who, I already know what you're doing. And let's come on, let's turn out some hits. Because I'm in the business of taking pictures. I'm in the business of turning hits, and hits make money. And make no mistake about it. And got, I'm sorry, Mom, and everybody else that is of a capitalism to make. Excuse my language, motherfucking money. I only want to make money, okay? However, I want to do it in a way that I had a model, her sister had a low self-image. I can monetize that to where she has a higher self-image and the company makes money, who's going to be like that? I mean, Facebook makes money, you know? Everybody makes money. Don't be mad at me for making money. Oh, you make money off of the pictures of pretty women. Yeah, so does Estee Lauder. Okay, so does everybody else. So does all the makeup you do. My point is something that not only helps people, not only for my company, but if for my company, my bookkeeper already has it in place that anyone. Me, you make money too. I'm not even involved in that. Whole staff of people. I have people that handle my finances. I have people that handle my. I have people that handle my stuff. I come up with ideas. I have these ideas. Interviews with people like you. I'm for going off the reservation. Sorry.
No, if you're right though, if somebody's hating on you because you're making money off of pictures of beautiful women and they're wanting to get their names out and they're hating on you. Oh, you shouldn't be doing it. They're just mad because they didn't, one, think of it. Two, they're not doing it. They're not motivated to do that.
That's one perspective, and perspective I see. Okay. That's the way I look at it. Okay, so you're in 12th grade doing trigonometry and calculus and whatever you're doing, right? And you have somebody who's second grade just getting past, you know, their pluses and one plus one equals 2. Do plus one equal? I don't know. But you know, 2 pi r squared, I know what that is, right? And this is where I don't, I see developed or non-developed people. If you're an developed, you'll get me. If you don't get me, you're non-developed. Well, you're one motherfucking asshole. You're like a narcissistic prick. No, I'm a must-standing narcissistic prick. Because I don't understand you. I have risen to the vibration of you. Because if I did, I would. So if you... Hey, I love you, boo-boo. You're just not where I'm at. In Minnesota, you don't know what's going on in Texas. If you're on, if you're on 96.6, listen to 104, you know, a country western station. And it's not like, oh, hey, you know, anybody, Nelly. I don't like to listen to Nelly. I need to listen to Luke Bryan. I don't care who you listen to. Listen to who, just make sure you tune into. Make sure it's clear because you're going to find out that Nelly just dropped the money with Georgia line and it gets, okay? It gets hip hop and it gets country.
Hey, he even did with Tim McGraw.
Right? And so all these people out their channels, and I'm like, yo, y'all missing it, man. The world has evolved, okay? Cut to hip hop, and people are just going, yo, we want to make music. I don't give a fuck what color you are. Right. I'm sorry. Oh, if y'all got to bleep that, I'm but that's.
No. It is. So, all right. So you
think about it. We're in a world where people are going crazy about the color of people, and we got people making music, and they're like acting like, I don't know if y'all heard a little bit, but I like a little bit. I like Sam Hunt. Sam Hunt did that about, you know, and I mean, I'm like not a real, but I like some of the stuff that's coming out now because it's got flavors, it's got soul. You know what I'm saying? When you can make country and western with soul, hello,
Tennessee whiskey.
Oh my God! I was just listening to Timberlake, okay, Justin Timberlake, and Chris Stapleton. Hey, now we can that's Let It Roll. That was Nelly. But you know that one with Timberlake and Chris Stapleton when they do that thing in that scene. Yeah, when you got Justin Timberlake like Michael Jackson protege, starting with Chris, are you kidding me? That's the beauty of art. It's like you and me. You don't know. You got an audience. See, you're conservative, hopefully, and we're talking.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. It's all about what you love to do. If you love to pick up your
Okay, so ladies and. This never ever happened in radio. Okay, it's called the fourth wall. I'm about to turn the fourth back on the host. So tell me, why did you begin this? Why are you doing this? Simon Sinek would say, it doesn't matter if you don't know why. Tell me what you know why, so that I can be good.
No, I know exactly why I did it. I actually. Got on Facebook and I looked at, there's a podcast called The Beginner Podcast, and he interviews like celebrity photographers. And I thought, you know what? I want to interview like just photographers like me, like just starting out. I've been doing this for 3 years doing photography and I love doing it, but I want to get the view of somebody that's just starting out or has just been doing it for a couple of years. And it's not, you know, all the photographers that come on my podcast, I consider famous. I consider them famous. And I want to hear from their side of the story of how they got started. How did you, you know, why did you pick up that camera? Why did you, you know, want to start doing photography? That's why I started this podcast. And for people like, do what?
Okay, so I understand the reason why you did it. Statement of Bette Midler in the movie Beaches, where she was with Beaches. What was her name? A beautiful girl. I remember. But Bette Midler said this statement. She says, okay, enough. Talk about you. What do you think about me? My question is, why did you choose? And I'm not saying this from an Eric standpoint. I'm saying this from how you can get on the show standpoint. Okay. So all you haters out there is like, going, oh, these motherfuckers like, no, fuck y'all. Okay. Why did you choose me? And what makes someone of interest to you?
So to choose, you're talking about to choose. How do I choose what photographers to come on this channel?
Why of all the photographers in Houston, Texas, did you go, oh, there's Alan. Okay, let's just take a little Fair Dust wand and go, bingo, we want him on our camera.
I saw your pictures. I checked out your Facebook, not the stalking way. But I checked out your pictures.
Excuse me. Hello, listeners. We're in Conroe, Texas. Okay, so he didn't talk me that way. The boy's a man. He kills bucks and he goes hunting and he likes to get on. Okay, so he wasn't talking to me. Okay.
So I saw your pictures and I thought they were amazing. What I look for to come on to my show is, you know, photographers that, you know, just are on Facebook and they want to get their name out. Yes, that's awesome if you want to come on my show, but it's more about their love of photography and like I said, how they got started and why they got started doing photography when they could, you know, just do a normal 9-to-5 job. But why did you actually get into photography? Some people I think have, you know, until they pick up a camera, they have an eye for photography. Just going down the street, walking down the street, saying, "Oh, you know, it'll be normal." Before you begin, and it's like, okay, oh, that's just a normal, you know, a vacant lot.
Well, brother man, I'm gonna help you out. I'm gonna help you out a whole lot, okay? And I don't mean to interrupt. And listeners, I'm not this rude, okay? But I see where he's going, and this is in the context of what he's asking for, and you have to get like, okay, what's the point? Here's the point. When I was a lot, I had to travel up the station against 4 billion motherfuckers to get that little bit that the whole world would say, oh my God, once you get egg, your whole life. Well, it did. You got fucked up. Human. Okay? When I became a sperm, it was genetically encoded in me was the man as who I am. So all of you people who are here today hearing this, you beat out 400 billion other motherfuckers to get here. Do you realize the process of birth and the process of human means, think about it, okay? That's X, okay? Guess what? There are 400 billion other motherfuckers before you and you won. High five. Fucking five. You won. Here, I mean, that's a hair flip. That's like a hair flip. It's like, yo, I'm the guy that got life. I'm the dude. I beat you guys racing people in the Olympics. I got 400 billion people, and you guys aren't hiring me? Are you kidding me? 400 billion medals to somebody that beats 10 people. It's better. I beat out those 400 billion people. I manifested into what I can now call I. Hello, who are you? Hi, my name is Alan Bates. I am Alan Bates. I am Sally. I am Georgia. Okay, so you guys beat up people to get to the point where you can own the throne of something that is. And what did he say at the burning bush? He said, when they call you, tell them that I am who I am and that is who you are. Oh, wow. Boom. Keep going, but we're having church. So, 400 people, you are the burning bush. So what happened? Why y'all tripping? Why is y'all just going... Wait, hold up. Michael speaks 7 gold medals and you beat out 400 billion people and you want Michael Spinks's dog, young winner, 400 billion. I'm sorry. Do you hear what I'm saying to you?
Oh, yeah.
And that's the perspective of which I come from. I come from when you talk about photography. Photography is an expression of people who they are. But what is beyond photography, which I hope you're, is letting people know who they are. And it's not about photography. It's about them. You are soul in this experience called life. You came here with something to give to all of us, life. And if you see it and it's a dream, motherfucker, go for it, because that's what you're supposed to deliver to me. And if you're not only cheating you, you're cheating everybody. Okay? If you think you're good enough, that's a lie. Okay? If you don't think you're worthy enough, that's a motherfucking lie. Okay? If you can think it, dream it, and you can motherfucking see it, because it is, because you see anything that's not it, you can see it, like your shit. Look what's happening. I get that.
No, that's what I'm looking for. That's you're very passionate about what you do. You know what I mean?
I love what I do. Brother, what I give people like you to leverage on my celebrity, and it will, and I say this, and I don't mean this because I'm going to die, and I know I've created. I know what I'm going to create. I'm creating shit in this world for people like you to like make like fortunes from. Because I am creating me to become such a desirable me that when I die, people like you will make fortunes. And in making, it will be because of the alive. So I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to give you these experiences. And here's the exclusive. Share with everybody. You are where you are. You are who you are. And where you are is the best place that you can be to become. You put here to a moment. Appreciate who you are, where you are. Here's what you just did. You just did. I am in chapter 4, knowing that 12, I get like the whole, and I'm like saying, bitch, please, okay? You have chapter 4 to get to chapter 12. Enjoy chapter 4. People, and Jesus said, it's written in the book that, and I'm not like this really like Bible thumbing person. He said, your name is written in the book. Your name is written in the book, meaning your life is already predestined, pre-told, already successful. The amount of success will be depending upon receptivity to that success. For example, March 13th. So let's say March 23rd, you have a dentist appointment, all right? You have a dentist appointment on March 13th. 18th, you still have the dentist appointment? Yes. On March 20th, you still have the dentist appointment? Yes. Now, on March 23rd, the day of your dentist appointment, you have free will to keep it or not, but the dentist appointment sets. Really, your success in life has already been set. It all depends upon it's time for you to realize it, whether or not you're willing or not to accept it. And how you accept it? Oh, And most people go, oh, okay, it's dream to be this, but it can't come. You have these emotions and feelings because of you, because you created the thought. The all negativity does not come from inside of ourselves. All negativity comes from with outside of ourselves. Outside of our thing, and I love my mom and parents. You'll never or friends and mentors. You'll never believe that. Okay, nobody from this neighborhood has ever done anything good for themselves. Nobody from our family's ever done. Nobody. Fuck nobody. Okay, you're the person who was born to change all the nobodies, and if you don't do it, guess what happens? You. So
that's true.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to be the somebody for your generation, or do you want to be another nobody? And that's you want. And I use do you somebody in the lineage of your family that destination, or do you want to be another nobody and let carry that torch? Does that make sense?
Oh yeah. No, it's you're speaking.
This is so in the direction you want it to go. I'm sorry.
No, but you're speaking the truth though. I mean, if you have the passion to do something, do it. If you love what you're doing, do it.
Do it. But why you should do it. Okay? But Alan, I don't feel like doing it. Here's the reason why. And you're doing, you are inspired to do. You are doing what the caterpillar did when it went in the chrysalis on a butterfly. And as long as you don't get inspired to do, you're going to fucking roam the earth on the ground eating. Instead of flying with the mat, flying with the rich and famous, and so this thing put upon you that if you need to get away from, boo boo, get your ass in that little. Let's get all that shit like fucked up and murky. But what happens to every monarch caterpillar who is allow themselves to go through the excruciating, the silky, milky, the disgusting process of becoming chrysalis? What's on the other side? Have you ever been a chrysalis? It sucks being a chrysalis. But what happens when you're a butterfly? If every caterpillar knew that the process of crystallization yielded butterflyism. How many caterpillars would you just go? Yeah, baby, I'm like a fucking Cancun baby, right?
Right.
Oh, that the shit in your life is bullshit, and it is not the creation for your butterfly. And I'm here to tell people the bullshit in your life. Your editors and TV in the it is for the crystallization of the manifestation of your butterflation. Right? Have you gone through some shit?
That's you're not going to see. You're not going to know if you're a good photographer unless you start doing it.
And you're not going to know that you're a photographer unless you. So here's how you become a good photographer. I'm a good photographer by having experience. How you have experience? Take a lot of shitty photos. How you take a whole lot of photos? You have discovered what does and doesn't work. And here's what I will tell all photographers. You can never get it wrong. You can never get it done. The fact you're always evolving and every bad that you take every horrible, every disgusting, every, my God, I can't even believe I took this picture photo. It's a blessing. Because you know what it does? It gives you the eye to determine what you want. How do you want if you can't see what you want?
That's right. You won't know, like we both said, you don't know unless you try.
As you know, photography is the art of light and dark, is it not?
Yes.
Okay. The light being got a great picture.
Yeah.
The dark picture, right?
Right.
Okay, if you've ever done photography, the shit picture of the darkness only adds to the light in black and white. And that's what I want to teach people. I want to try and teach people, quit hating the darkness, because the darkness, your image wouldn't appear, because it requires the darkness for light to be seen. Because without the darkness, it would all just be light. And you fucking nothing. My language. Do you... I'm sorry. Do you say, if a canvas that was just all light, what could you see? Nothing. It is the darkness shape into.
Exactly.
You heard it from a photography statement, and I want you to hear it from a humanitarian statement. It is the darkness which creates light in our life. Embrace the darkness, friend.
You're just speaking the truth.
You keep saying.
I know I'm right. Oh! So, do you have any tips for anyone that's wanting to start doing photography or wanting to get into fashion photography?
I do. Okay, so my and I hope this edited, and I thank you for your interview, and this will be edited out, and I'll give you some editing B-roll. One of my biggest for people to get into photography is this. If you're a model, get yourself a professional contact sheet. Okay. Here at the Image, we've done photography for cut. I will redo this. My biggest images, one, two, three, four, roll tape. My big recommendation for both models is this. If you get yourself a contact sheet, okay? Without a contact sheet, nobody will see you as being professional. So the model will ask, what is a contact sheet? A contact sheet, professional 5x7 card that has a various amount of different photos on it, that has different photos, your name, your phone number, your contact, your dress size, your body size, etc. Photographer who has worked with agencies in New York, I'm talking Halston, Casablanca, Elite, etc. Without a contact card, you're nothing. So my number one thing is, models, get your contact card. You need a contact card. Give us a call at www.imagesbybates on image and Instagram and on Facebook and on the web, or go to imagesbybates.com, Facebook and the web, and we'll help you with your contact sheets. The second I would recommend, people that want to be successful in the industry, I tell you, women who will go to a bar. Okay. Or go out to a concert. Okay. $100 for a whole bunch of stuff that is helping in their career, but it's satisfying an emotional need. I get it. And I'm not hating on you. I'm asking, what is your greater emotional need? A new pair of shoes or a portfolio? Because if you're willing to put aside $500, I'll portfolio with a makeup artist, a hairdresser, a photographer, and a portfolio for $500 that you can take out and you can market and shop anywhere. Even better, if you become one of the images by Bates Girl, I will $100 and create that portfolio, but show me your commitment. I'll take $1,000 and I'll promote you. So every $500 you put in yourself, I'll put another $1,000 into you to promote you. So you want to take a picture? Next time you want to take a photograph? You want to take a TFP? Go do your TFP. Go for it. You're serious? $500 with me, I'll spend $1,000 on you. I already got the shit. I got a marketing department to help. You give me $500 for a photo shoot with five. I'll spend $1,000 to promote you. Anybody else that'll do that? Any out there?
It's you're doing something that you believe in, and that is a risk. But if you believe in that person, that risk is a good one.
My granddaddy would say, "Never do something that you're not willing to put your ass out there for." Okay, so I take all these pictures, all these girls, right? Oh, I'm gonna put you on Facebook. I'm gonna do this. And disrespect to any of my brothers and sisters, but I got a fucking machine. I got a machine where for a model that I want to sign, I will put $1,000 behind her. Okay, she's got to give me one. Every model that comes with me, I will give do 10 a year because I've only put aside $10,000, right? That I get the 10 grand and I can go to Las Vegas and play. No, I want to bet in some talent. So this year, I'm betting 10 girls, $1,000 each, one year contract. I'll take a makeup artist, photographers, I'll do everything, but you sign with me. And I will put, and if somebody comes, I'll give $10,000 and I'll do you, or I'll give you $50,000 and I'll do you. Okay, well, go with them. Okay, I don't care. But all I can afford, because I want 10 girls, what I have right now is 10 to put to 10 to turn into 10 stars. And then accountant takes the $10,000 and does something else with it. But as we speak, I have fucking $1,000 that I want to give to 10 girls, turn into 10 stars. Is that a bad
thing? No. It sounds to me that you're very passionate about what you're doing, and you're passionate to take a risk on a model. To make you money and to make her money and build her up.
Well, here's the deal. So imagine if I was Cindy Crawford's agent.
Hell no.
You wouldn't be mad at me. So if all of a sudden you go, "Hey, Alan, we want to get Cindy go to like the Woodlands Mall to do like a little Christmas celebration, blah blah blah, I'm like, okay, well, to get Cindy, it's like it's $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making. Are you gonna get mad at me because I'm making 30%, or are you gonna be happy because I can get Cindy Crawford to change her schedule to come to your event? What is your focus?
I'm happy you'll be able to bring her to my event.
Yes. If I say I can get Cindy to the Galleria ice skating rink, and you know what? It was 50, 100. You got the Sunside Kids, you got KPRC, you got right here. So, and like going, Alan, I don't give a fuck. Man. I'll go, boom, I'll have a fucking airport front desk tomorrow, right? Do you
care? Yeah.
Exactly. That's where I'm at. I'm about relationships like this where I get people that I can pick up and go, get a. And no, not only get an airplane, my best is the owner of a service, but I can go, hey, Weston, I need a jet. I need to go up in LA. I need to. In Houston, keep them on the ground for 5 hours. Her ass is going back to LA, and the client's paying for all of it. And it's cheaper than if the client did it. Are you vision to what I'm doing?
Oh, yeah.
Great. Question becomes, how can you make it better? How can you make it better? I don't want you to know what I know. I want you to tell me how I can make it better. What you know, the reason why you're talking to me, you're part of my going, oh, no, Alan, you're about five bitches around fucking airplanes. Let me tell you what I see, and that's what I'm right now. What do you see?
I see money.
Don't be shy. Can you be shy? I will come to this. I will come to this fucking kick your ass.
No. You see, I see money being made. I see, you know.
I see money. You see lots of money. Yeah. Talk to me about art. Talk to me about